Transcendental qualities.
Of transcendental qualities.
Saha, Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Aham.
Aham.
I.
I.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
That.
Incarnation.
Incarnation.
Drashtumichchami.
Drashtumichchami.
Wish to see.
Wish to see.
Yad.
Yad.
Which.
Which.
Te.
Te.
Of you.
Of you.
Yoshit papuhu.
Yoshit papuhu.
The body of a woman.
The body of a woman.
Tritam.
Tritam.
Was accepted.
Was accepted.
My Lord, I have seen all kinds of incarnations you have exhibited by your transcendental qualities. And now that you have appeared as a beautiful young woman, I wish to see that form of your lordship. Purport. When Lord Shiva approached Lord Vishnu inquired about the purpose for Lord Shiva's coming there. Now Lord Shiva discloses his desire. He wanted to see the recent incarnation of Mohini Murti, which Lord Vishnu had assumed to distribute the nectar generated from the churning of the ocean of milk. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Veena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadhati Shripadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Pratapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrasatam Saharana Raghunatam Dikam Sakam Sadivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sadhitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Saharana Lalita Sri Vishakandatam Sra Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Mosute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Vahi Priye Vancha Gopatubhyascha Kripasindho Vyayetacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Those metros are good places for distributing books.
Hmm?
Has it been done?
It's been done. Not often.
Not often. Often would be good.
And good for hurrying up too.
Good for hurrying up,
yes.
Yeah. Do both. Chant Hare Krishna and distribute books. Avatara maya drashta ramama nasyate gunaihi so amta drashtum ichchami yate yoshit vipur jatam. Lord Shiva says, I've seen so many incarnations. Ramadi murti shukala niyamena tishna na navatara makaro gubaneshkirtu. The personality of Godhead, Krishna, has so many innumerable incarnations. Ramadi, starting with Lord Bala, is the first expansion of the Lord. Then Sankarshan, gradually comes down to the Purusha avatars, then down to the incarnations that appear within the universe. Nana avataram kavapurush. When the Lord descends to this material world, that's called incarnation. So Lord Shiva says, I've seen so many. Avatara maya drashta, ramamana shate gunai. Incarnations that you accept as your transcendental pastime. And which display your various qualities. The Lord has qualities, but achintyaguna surupam. He has transcendental qualities, inconceivable transcendental qualities, not like the qualities of the material world. Ramanasya devanai. So I've seen so many incarnations. Avatara maya drashta. Lord Shiva is a great devotee of the Lord. Vaishnavana yata shambhu. So he's qualified to see these pastime incarnations. And he's the chief demigod of the universe also, so he's also entitled to see so many. Avatara maya drashta, ramamanasya te gunai. Soham tad drashtam icchami. But now I have a desire. There's something I haven't seen. Yate yoshit vipurjitam. I haven't seen your incarnation that you, in which you appeared as a beautiful young woman. Yoshit means a young woman. Yes, Yuvati. Young woman. I haven't seen that. And that seems like something extraordinary. Because the Lord appears in, as so many incarnations, but they're all male. He appears as a half lion, half man. He appears as a king, he appears as a sage. So many incarnations. But always the Lord is male. And along with him, his consort may be there. When he appears as Lord Ramchandra, then Sita Devi is there. When he appears in other forms, other expansions of Lakshmi Devi are there. But this time the Lord is appearing as a woman. Well, that's extraordinary. Because the Lord is constitutionally Purusha. Purusha means male. Now people want to have the idea that God is female, or God is neither male nor female. Because they don't know the science, they don't know the nature of God. And they want to conceive of God relatively to their own experience or to their own bodily designation. If I'm a woman, why can't God be a woman? Why male? Because they object that the men are exploiting the women. So the identification of God as male is just another part of that patriarchal, exploitive worldview. So let's get rid of that and have a female God, or have a God who has no gender. In this way, by their, as part of their social agenda, they want to adjust the presentation of God. But from the Vedic literature we find Adyam Purana Purusham. The Lord is male. Govindamadi Purusham. Purusha means male, or Purusha means the enjoyer or predominator. In the material world, the man is the predominator and the woman is predominated, or the male is the predominator and the female is the predominated. That's simply the way nature has arranged things. That's the way nature has arranged things. The male is aggressive and the female is attractive. The female will attract and the male will aggressively pursue. We don't see cows chasing after bulls. The cow will be attractive and the bull will chase after the cow. So in human society also, the woman presents herself attractively by cosmetics, by a nice dress, by perfume, by this or that, so many different ways, shrink wrapping, and see-through packaging. One way or another to attract the male, so that the male will be, inclined to pursue her. Then these dealings will be there. The male pursues the female. The female presents herself as not interested, rebuffs the male, so that the male will become more aggressive. And then the female will also enjoy in relationship with the male. So the male is the predominating side, and the female is predominated, and then by their combination both will enjoy. Now the female wants to be equal, and therefore everything is messed up. The men are not very pleased with the women because the women want to be another version of men. The man wants to be in the position of the dominator, but in the modern setup, the woman wants to be equal, artificially. Even they want, although they're not equal. Someone sent me an article a couple of days back that now women have been approved for combat in the United States Army. They were frontline combat. Women have been in the army for some time, but long ago they were nurses, they were secretaries. Now they've been promoted, and now it seems they're approved for frontline combat. So it's very, very good. Now they have equal status with the male. But the Canadian newspaper, was commenting that it ain't so. The so-called equality is a sham. The woman has half the upper bodily strength of the man. She doesn't have the endurance of the man. Bars have been lowered so that the women can compete, or the women can also achieve the necessary goal. So the goal is just lowered so that everybody can achieve it. Otherwise, the women don't have the same capability on the battlefield that a man would have. Additionally, the article noted that one problem men don't have is that they don't become pregnant. And women do, and especially in the military. Something like 1 out of 10 female personnel were withdrew from duty or came back from the front due to pregnancy-related issues. And Prabhupada pointed out that point, that you say that you're equal, but the man will have sex with you, and then you're pregnant, and he just goes on to whatever else he wants. And now you have the choice to either kill your child or go begging from the welfare department to support it. The man has no such problem. So this artificiality, this equality on the material platform is artificial. And the article also noted that how many women actually wanted to be out in the front? Hardly any. Some small, small percentage. And mostly the women who were joining the army were joining for the sake of the educational perks. You know, you join the army and they'll send you to school. So they were interested in that, but the number of women who actually wanted to be out on the battlefield was very, very small. Very, very small. But it was presented that now we have equality. There was some other article I saw quite some time ago. This time it was, I think, the United States Navy, where they decided that women should also have equal status, so they should be able to fly the planes on the aircraft carriers, the same as the men. So they got some candidates to train and promoted them very quickly. And some whistleblower reported that these women are a disaster. They were landing their planes all in the wrong way. They finally, I think, one or two of them crashed off the side of the carrier. There were some fatalities. Because they've been artificially promoted for the sake of public relations, public appearances, where we give equal opportunity to everyone. But they weren't on the same level of capability. So artificially these things are going on, and therefore married life is not very happy in the present setup. Because all Indians are no chief. The woman wants to be equal, that sometimes I'll diaper the baby, sometimes you'll diaper the baby. Everything shared equally. Sometimes I'll do the housework, sometimes you'll do the housework. So the men are not very satisfied with this arrangement, and then the women write books about how men have these, they attach some syndrome name to it, you know, dominant, some sort of syndrome that the man doesn't wants to control and wants to be in charge all the time, and that's some sort of syndrome. It's just normal. Just normal. Anything you don't, you want to, what's the word, disparage, you attach a syndrome to Y chromosome deficiency syndrome. So, spiritually the equality is there. Vidyavani sampanne brahmane kapivashtana shunichaya shupakecha pandita samadarshana. The learned person sees all living beings equally on the platform of the spiritual. On the spiritual, everyone wants equality. Liberty, fraternity, equality, egalite. Everyone wants equality where it can't be had. They want it on the material platform. The Shudra wants to be on the level of the Kshatriya or the Brahmin, just by rioting and demanding. But even if he gets what he demands, he'll not be equal. He'll not be equal. However it's politically manipulated, finally, the person with the lower qualities will wind up on the bottom of the heap, and the person with the greater capability will wind up higher up. Can't be avoided. So they're trying for all of these things, but materially it's not possible. Materially it's not possible. Nor does it work. If everybody's the king, then we'll be the subjects. If everyone's the boss, who'll be the employee? If everyone's the store owner, who'll be the customers? Doesn't work. If everyone's the teacher, who'll be the students? So there are different divisions in human society according to different nature people have acquired. And the equality is found on the spiritual platform. No difference between man and woman, between this class and that class, between this species and that species. Pandita Samadarshan. That's where the equality is. But as usual, people are looking in the wrong place. They're looking on the material platform to find the equality that's only found on the spiritual platform. This is called Maya. So on the spiritual, but on the spiritual platform also, they want equality, and equality is there between all living beings, but they want to go further and have equality between themselves and the personality of Godhead. Just as in the material world, why should these people be above us? There's a kind of envy or resentment. Why should they be higher than we are? We should all be equal. Then when they get past that, they see the equality on the spiritual platform between all living beings. But still they're not satisfied. Now what they want, equality with the Supreme Living Being. And the equality is there in quality. The Lord is eternal, living entity is eternal. The Lord is full of knowledge, the living entity also. The Lord is blissful, and so is the living being. So there's qualitative oneness, but that's not enough. They want quantitative oneness either. Why should there be any distinction whatsoever between myself and the absolute, myself and the supreme? Again, we want to have absolute equality. So then they, by one philosophy or another, they want to become God or identical with God or merge with God, and in this way get rid of the duality of higher and lower. But in the Upanishads it's said that this is a transcendental duality and therefore is eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam ego bhavanam yogadhatikama. There are so many eternal living beings, but there's one supreme eternal living being. There's so many conscious living entities, but there's one supreme conscious living entity. What's the difference? The one is providing for the others. Ego bhavanam yogadhatikama. The others are dependent for their necessities on that supreme living being. Or their very existence is dependent on the existence of that supreme living being. There's qualitative oneness, but quantitative difference. The supreme is always supreme, and the living beings are always subordinate. So the Purushas, therefore the Lord is the ultimate Purusha, he's the ultimate enjoyer, or the ultimate controller. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvalokameva. He's the ultimate enjoyer and the ultimate controller. Therefore he's Purusha. Transcendental Purusha. Transcendental male. Not like the male also live to be male in the material world, this next life could be female. He's so proud, you know, walking around with a leather jacket and metal studs and, you know, the whole profile. But in his next life, he could be wearing a skirt. Because the laws of karma are such that these are just different dresses. So today one dress, tomorrow another dress. That's not his eternal identity. His eternal identity is that he's Prakriti. Prakriti means female. The living beings are in relationship to the absolute truth, to the personality of Godhead. They're all female. But not materially female, spiritually female. The Lord is the supreme enjoyer, and the living beings are meant to give enjoyment. That's the eternal position. Therefore, the living being is identified in the Bhagavad Gita as Prakriti. Apareyas itasthanyam Prakriti vitime prana jiva bhutam mahabhava. Living beings, Krishna says, are my superior Prakriti. I have my inferior Prakriti, material nature, and superior Prakriti, the living beings. So the living beings are the energy of the Lord, and the Lord is the energetic. Living beings are Prakriti, the Lord is Purusha. But here's something extraordinary, that the Adi Purusha has appeared as Prakriti. Yosha. He's appeared as a woman. Actually, he's not a woman, but he's taking the guise of a woman for the sake of his pastimes. And when she was requesting, please show me this extraordinary form. Okay, any questions?
Krishna always descends with his.
Hmm?
Krishna always descends with his entourage and his consort. So, Murti, like,
not always with his consort. Kapil Dev doesn't have a consort, for example.
And his eternal associates?
Hmm?
His eternal associates? Do they always come to him?
Yes, the Lord comes, just like Kapil Dev is there, Kardamuni is there, Devuti is there. So the Lord has associates also, yes.
So Muni Murti, who are his associates?
The demigods are Muni Murti's associates.
But are they eternal associates?
Eternal associates, I don't know. No, the demigods are temporary.
Yeah.
No associates are mentioned for Muni Murti. Something else? Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know if one wants to read about the the spiritual body of Krishna, where exactly in the Gita one can.
I can't hear you.
If one wants to read about the spiritual body of Krishna, where one can go.
You can read in Bhagavad Gita about the spiritual body of Krishna.
Like which canto?
Hmm?
Which canto?
Which canto? Bhagavad Gita, there are no cantos. You can read in the fourth chapter about the Lord, how he appears.
Fourth chapter.
Mm-hmm. How his body is transcendental, you can read there. Nectar of Devotion, you can find more descriptions of Krishna's transcendental body. Krishna book, you'll find more. Preliminary study is Bhagavad Gita. And the advanced study is Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can start with Bhagavad Gita, and in Krishna book you'll find more about Krishna's form. Okay?
Is it Krishna 1 and 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would like to know about the painting that we see, you know, of
the
Krishna.
Which?
The painting that we see, you know, the
picture. Paintings that we see.
Yeah, like the window of the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Beautiful picture of Krishna.
Uh-huh.
So what I want to know is that, you know, because Krishna appeared a long time, like 5,000 years ago. So it's quite long, you know. Who did he, I mean, he authorize us to follow those pictures?
The
I mean, who
picture is painted in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the picture is there, how he's standing, how he's, what his dress is like, what his earrings are like, what his flute is like, what his face is like, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, his complexion. So the painting is there, and following the description of Srimad Bhagavatam, this artwork is done under the guidance of a pure devotee of Krishna. And if you have spiritual vision, you'll see, here's Krishna.
All thing is like, it's quite like 5,000 years ago, it's almost like 50 century ago. So our thing
so
like,
was
who did he see all those activity?
Mm-hmm.
Who did he see all those Krishna's activity?
Vyasadeva saw everything. Vyasadeva is the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. He sees everything. So many devotees saw Krishna was present. And they described, you're like this, you're like this, you're like this. Brahma also saw in his, with spiritual vision, he saw. And therefore he offered prayers, Brahma Samhita. You can also see. We see a picture of a person, but it's not actually the person.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of times, in fact, you see the picture and, you know, it's like 20% person and 80% Photoshop. You meet the person, he looks quite different. Otherwise, you meet the person 5 years later and he's different. Because the body is changing, it's not an eternal fact. So we look at a picture of ourselves, and we look at a picture of yourself 20 years later, you're something else entirely. Because the picture and the person are different, and the body and the person are different. But for Krishna, there's no difference. Body and person are the same, and body and person are both eternal. Therefore, Navayoga, he's described, eternally you